Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. But this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still a refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
everybody, that's right, y'all. It is a beautiful day on this beautiful Tuesday morning. I am your host, Mr. Donnell Ballard, right here on the all-new Donnell Ballard Gospel Morning Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We got a new team. We're back on the number one Gospel Morning Show. This morning we'll be on from 5 to 7. Then beginning tomorrow, we'll go back on our regular scheduled programming from 6 a.m. to 8 o'clock. First of all, man, I'm so crumbled because we got a new team working with us right here on the Y'all New Donnell Ballard Gospel Morning Show. And I want you guys to get, woo, I want y'all to be pumped. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, but I want y'all to be pumped. Come on, y'all, 3, 2, 1, go.
Woo woo.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We got a beautiful team here. Beautiful team of ladies here who will be rocking with me every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. First of all, I want to introduce my new co-host, Mr. Bang, who's no stranger to the radio show with me. She was co-host with me last time. Mr. Bang, say what's up, girl? What's up?
I am Shebang. It is so good to be here this morning.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes. Amen. And Beverly Turner, our news reporter, who's going to school, but she's actually in college to be a journalist. So she is going to be our new our new news director for the radio show and giving us all the latest news on what's going on in the world of news. What's up, Beverly Turner? Welcome to the show.
What's up?
Hey, it's all about you guys this morning. It's not about you guys. It's about God. All right, y'all, man. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff going on in the news. And we got the sports cover. I'll be covering the sports news you can use. How about the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday? Cowboys kill it. We're going to talk about that coming up. And if you haven't heard the news, the Dallas Cowboys will be playing on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to keep you abreast on that. We're going to give you all the inside scoop on that coming up this morning. We got a crazy morning, y'all, so let's get ready. Come on, y'all. Woo. Let's get ready to
woo. Yes.
All right, y'all. We're going to go to some music. We're going to be funky, y'all. It is official 5 after the hour in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it's going to be a beautiful day, y'all. We're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth. It's going to be a high of 75 degrees today. So you definitely going to need the coat this morning, but by the time you get off of work, I think say school is off. By the time you get off of work this afternoon, you ain't going to need them coats. You ain't going to need them coats. You got to get ready for that. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to some good guys of music. We're going to crank it up, y'all, because it is 5 o'clock in the morning. I need some juice or something, coffee or something. I don't know. All right, y'all, man. We're just gonna go to some meetings. I'll be right back, guys. Down here, back in the morning.
What's up, everybody? I'm your man, Norris J. And I wanna introduce to you the kid, the prodigy, Nojo Wallace. And we gonna speak on this land that's been promised to us. Hey, yo, Nojo, you ready?
Yeah, it'll be a cold day in L.A. When Nojo taking L.A., cause my lost record empty like a vacant motel. As far as I can see, the land is mine to be. He give me everything, that's why we bond like Sean Connery. He already promised it, riches and the land is Nojo Wallace's. Now I'm positive, any obstacle, I demolish it. He said that I can have this land as far as I can see. Well, I got 2020, so it's looking all right with me. Hard being a Christian when you find yourself living in a world where Christianity is said a contradiction. We all are sinners, but God sent us his son who sits in the center. Just call his name and demons fall back like the start of November. So it ain't ever hard to manage, cause I know he got my back, something like an ace bandage. He got the juice like Tropicana, so I ain't worried about nothing. Call me French Montana.
As far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see. We rolling on that Abraham promise. I'm looking for land like I'm Christopher Columbus. So don't rush me. Norris J and Nojo Wallace. He that premium unleaded. Keeping INJ motor running. I've already got riches, but since I'm righteous, I got more stored up from the wealth of the wicked. Look at all this land. We about to possess it, and when I do, I want a return on my investment. Yes, sir, rich homie, one love.
Did a lot to live this lifestyle.
Young thug, no flex zone it is. Anything I want, I ain't bragging, but I can have it if I really want it is. And when I pass, I'ma leave permission, give it to all my children and all their descendants. Ain't gonna lack for nothing. Some of y'all missing it. I'm in Genesis. Give me that land in the distance. Yeah.
As far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, far as I can see, as far as I can see, that's mine, as far as I can see,
that's mine.
Construction. I ain't lying, I build an empire like Cookie's ex-husband. Are you ready, Hakeem?
Yeah.
In order to receive a harvest, you gotta start with planting some seeds.
So I ain't worried about lacking or worried about poverty. It's Hakuna Matata as long as I got my God with me. Cause all I need is the faith of a mustard seed. And for free, you give me everything as far as I can see.
And I can have that, yes, as far as I can see. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west, and a mount that's substantial. Leave an inheritance to my kids' children. Live off my residuals.
And I'll take that, and I'll take off and spread like smut. Cause the message that'll give you everything if you just trust them. Cause all you need is the faith of a mustard seed. And for free, you'll give you everything as far as you can see.
As far as I can see, far as I can see. As far as I can see, far as I can see. As far as I can see, far as I can see. As far as I can see, far as I can see. As far as I can see, far as I can see. As far as I can see, far as I can see. As far as I can see, far as I can see. As far as I can see, that's mine. As far as I can see.
On blast. It's like I try to speak my mind because I know that I'm his. And yep, I try to speak my mind, but it don't fly with them kids. Man, if I'm not talking about the newest Nikes or releases, they put the mute on me. I can't speak about my Jesus like I'm living for him. I'm slipping the sin. I turn around and make the amends. I try to fit in. I mess it up and stumble again. I'm taking this pen and writing everything so I remember just how sweet that it is. Yeah, man, I got issues. I can't even lie. My only saving grace is knowing I got you inside. I'm done with saving face, I don't got a thing to hide. So don't leave me alone, keep coming day and night.
Going down on the hottest Got the morning show right here in Dallas, Fort Worth area. The all new Johnny O'Fallon morning show, and we are back here. It is official 14 after the hour, 5:14 in Dallas, Fort Worth, and 6:14 on the East Coast. And oh man, I'm just so pumped this morning on this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Two days before
Thanksgiving. What y'all think about that? Are y'all ready for Thanksgiving? I got cooking.
Yeah.
Ladies are going to be cooking Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. I'm getting prepared as we speak. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting prepared as we speak. I'm going to do some barbecue leg quarters, and some dressing, potato salad, and some pies.
Ooh,
and I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do all my pies and cakes dairy free this year. So I'm interested to see how everything's going to turn out.
Wait a minute, Beverly, Miss Beverly. I think
yes.
You need to be at her house. Yeah. What you think about that, Beverly?
I think I need to go over there.
So make sure you bring two extra plates because we're coming. We're coming up to your house. Y'all heard it first, right?
Well,
here
you
on
know
the
you
audience,
guys
audience.
Are welcome.
Hey, what's up? Wait a minute. Say Beverly. That's the wrong thing to
yes.
say me and Beverly. All right, so I'll tell you what, y'all. It's a beautiful morning coming up. Coming up at 5:30. We got our word of the hour by one and only Mr. Bain. Sabane, what you got coming up at 5:30 this morning for the word of the
powerful word. Come on, powerful word from God, prophetic word, and it's going to really just, you know, change some lives out there to some of the listeners. So,
wow.
That's what I have coming up.
Well,
amen.
Y'all. That's right, y'all. That's coming up less than 15 minutes right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is time for you to get ready to get into your news you can use with our girl, Beverly. Beverly, what is going on in the world of news this morning?
Okay. What's going on is Trump has reached out to generals, the ones that retired, the ones that are commanders that retired from the Army, from the Marines. And he's going out there, and he have reached out to them. But it's not just every retired general. The ones that are at odds with President Obama, those are the ones that he reached out to. And that might become a threat to us in the world. But they will give him a foreign policy and more aggressive cast than they gave Mr. Obama. How do you feel about that?
Lord help.
Yep.
We need the hand of God every bit of it. We can't depend on these presidents. And it's actually we're living in the last days. It's time of war. And we really is, you know, so honestly, the only thing we can do and the thing to do is to go into prayer. Because America is so much going on right now. We have to think about everything that's going on with the gay marriages being allowed, and then people coming over here from overseas, killing up people in the club. I mean, we're in a religious war. We're in a faith
so
war. It's going down. It's going down. And so we have to be prayerful.
That's a true statement. I'm gonna let Sister Shemaine kind of comment behind what she just got to say. What are your thoughts on that, Ms. Shemaine?
I really see the revelation being revealed about war, rumors of war. And you got people overseas being, you know, Christians being crucified in the middle of the street just for being a Christian. Everything that the Bible talks about that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, to be honest, it's not going to, according to the Bible, not according to Shebang, but according to the Bible, it's not going to get any better. So we have to pray. We have to, because in his word says, my people humble themselves and pray, I will heal mm-hmm. the land. The only way to get a healing in the land is to seek God.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
That's the only wow. way. At the same time, it's been prophesied that certain things have to take place. So we have to begin to pray that our family and ourselves are protected, that the innocent that are protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, by you definitely make a point. You definitely make a good point. And, Bambi, we're going to get back with you with some more news coming up in a few more minutes. But y'all know what time it is, y'all. It is time for us to look at well, I got my new theme music, y'all. I got my new theme music. Is this it? All right, y'all, it is time for us to look at show. Sports news you can do. Sponsored by your boy, world famous Darnell Ballard. All right, y'all, man. I'll check this out. We got some news you can use in sports, man. Definitely got to say a big shout out to Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, man. But if you haven't heard the news, now, ladies, now you know your boy Dennis Rodman is back in the news again. Now, this is crazy, y'all. Your boy is back in the news because he was in a hit-and-run crash over the summertime. Well, now the prosecutor is charging him for hit-and-run. And one person was killed, and we're going to keep y'all abreast as we get more details about that. But again, your boy has been, the prosecutor has charged Dennis Rodman for hit-and-run. In other words, after he hit the car, he didn't go back to see what was going on. He just hit and he ran. What do y'all think about that? Is that crazy or what? Why would you do something like that? You know that you're going to have to pay for it. But I guess Dennis Rodman is in his own world. He don't really care. All right, y'all, man, moving right along, man. Yeah, I know that's crazy, y'all. We definitely want to say a big shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys hit hell on this past Sunday with the score of 35-30. The Dallas Cowboys had 35, man, but I ain't going to lie. In the beginning of the game, it was kind of scary, man, because the Steelers, man, they were kicking our hell. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about this, y'all. If y'all haven't heard the news, oh my goodness, y'all. Your boy, Dad Prescott, is doing really good. And everybody's talking about him. And Tony Romo, we're going to kind of get into that coming up in the next hour, because if you haven't heard the news about Tony Romo is going to be the backup quarterback for your boy. And a lot of people are having mixed feelings. But I don't have a mixed feeling about it, because I know that in the beginning, the Dallas Cowboys was doing that here last year. And they paid all this money to Tony Romo, and he just haven't been doing a good job this year. This year he just has been, it's been crazy. He's been getting hurt a lot, and I personally do not think that he will be a good quarterback. I think he needs to retire and do something different, but that's just my personal opinion. I'm just going to leave that alone, and I'm just going to leave it alone. But anyway, they will be playing on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to talk about that, and who's happy, who's in, who's not in, coming up in the next hour right here on Blog Talk Radio with your boy, world famous Darnell Ballard. This is your sports news you can use. Ladies, what do y'all think about that? Do y'all think Tony Romo need to retire? Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, do y'all think he needs to retire? Do you think he needs to sit down? Or y'all want to talk about that in the next album? Y'all want to kind of rethink about it?
Yeah, let me think about that.
I just always want to give people the best. I always want to give people the chance, you know, to prove themselves, the chance to, you know, work out whatever it is, you know, that they have to, whatever their obstacles are. So I definitely, it's going to be hard for me to say retired guy because I'm a, you know, I'm a overcomer. I'm about, you know, having courage.
To be honest, but you know what, ladies, be honest with you, he ain't going to be tired.
I think he need to retire.
I think he do, but Jerry Jones is not going to allow this man to retire because that's his son-in-law. Ooh, let me shut up. All right, y'all, man. All right, y'all, man. I tell you what, it is official 25 hours, and it is time for us to get ready to go to some more gospel music. And when we come back, Kanye West is has been hospitalized. Have you got? Do anybody got any news on that? We're gonna talk about that coming up too. Has been hospitalized as of last night, so that's the only thing we got for it. We're gonna go to some more gospel music. Tune in to the number one gospel music show right here in the Dallas Fort Worth area. We'll be right back.
Said I know God will deliver me. Yes, I know God will deliver me.
Deliver me
in the midst of my
the only one I need in you. I am secure. Abba Father, strong and mighty. I am enamored by the love you show to such a man like me.
Holy,
you are pure.
You are the
only one I need in you.
I am
secure. Our Father,
strong and mighty.
I am enamored
by the love you show
to touch a man.
Consecrated.
I'm living.
Living a life that's devoted.
Oh.
And I'm grateful to you.
I'm
dedicated.
I'm consecrated. Dedicating my life to you.
Consecrate.
I'm surrendering my all to you, God.
Living a life that's
devoted, Lord,
devoted,
Lord.
And
I'm grateful to you.
Lord,
I'm dedicated.
I'm
area. I am your host, Darnell Bala, along with my beautiful co-host. We got my beautiful co-host, Mr. Bang, and Beverly Turner with all the news you can use. Oh my goodness. It is time for us to get ready for the word of the hour. Y'all know what time it is. It is 5:33 or 5:34. What we got for the word of the hour, Sister Shabang?
Amen. Yeah. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm coming from Psalms 91. And it's the Psalm 91 talks about protection. It talks about security and being in God. It says, whosoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That's verse 1. And then King David began to talk about how he will trust in the Lord. And I want to highlight verse 7. It says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. In these days of destruction, in these last days, when you are grounded and rooted in the secret place of the Most High, when you know you have set your life aside for God, you can rest assured no matter what happens, no matter what goes on beside you, it will not affect you. It will not touch you when you rest in the secret place of the Most High. Now, for those that are chosen to suffer for Christ, those that are chosen to die a violent death, like those Christians that's being sacrificed over in the Middle East as we speak, dying for that cause, That's different. That's a different purpose. When you purpose to do that, then you're built for that destiny in your life. But other than being purposed to suffer a death like the Apostle Paul and Peter and all of them, you are protected. So that's why I say it doesn't matter what goes on, but you are protected by the mighty hand of God. Not a hair on your head shall be harmed. And we have to know this word. That way we can fight the enemy against it and not be fearful, but be of good courage. And through our mission that we're here for, and if fear brings you to the Lord, come. Don't allow that to stop you. However, whatever it takes to make you saved, to make you get your life right with God, do it. That's the word of the day.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's getting real right here. This is what we do. This is what we're going to be doing, y'all, every morning right here. Actually, we'll be coming on from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So we'll be doing Word of the Hour at 6:30, and we'll be doing Word of the Hour again at 7:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, he'll be giving us the word of the day, word of the hour. I'm actually saying word of the day. Maybe I just want to be a big word of the day. All right. It is 37 after the hour, coming up at 45 after the hour. I grew Beverly, got some more news she's going to talk about. What you got coming up at 45 after the hour?
We're going to talk about Kanye West. You know that he recently had to go to the hospital.
Yes, on yesterday. So you're gonna give us an update on what happened with that situation, right?
Yes.
And also we got the. All right, and we got the sports news you can use coming up. Also, you know, our fans out there can now start tuning in to us. We got some of everything for you guys. And today's weather forecast for the Dallas Fort Worth area is calling for a high of 75 degrees in the Dallas Fort Worth area. And we don't have the extra temperatures right now, but I'm going to get that coming up after this music break. We'll be right back. We're going out, girl, Angel Jackson. It's called Don't Let Go.
Oh, no.
To be hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Also tell y'all, whatever y'all do when you get off of work, you gotta go get your raincoat because it might just rain. Now tomorrow morning, not this morning, but tomorrow morning, we're gonna give you, ladies, we're gonna give you the history of how the Black Friday start, because Black Friday will be this coming up Friday, what, the day after Thanksgiving, and so we're gonna give y'all the inside. So before you decide that you want to go anticipate in Black Friday, make sure you check. Y'all last. Y'all need to stop there. Y'all bad. Family, you just bad, Beverly. You know. Beverly, y'all know why she laughs. Y'all may not know why she laughs, but I know the real reason why she laughs. And it just don't make no sense to me that you would laugh in a situation like this, because after tomorrow, we're going to find out who's going to really be laughing. Now, Beverly, you know you like to do them Black Friday. Come on, Beverly. Yeah. And I know
I did like to do it before I knew the history. I ain't going to lie. I used to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going out there on Black Friday. But then, you know, my parents used to be like, I'm not going out there on Black Friday. I can just go online and do the stuff. So after that, you know, I started doing my little research and I found out certain things and I said, oh no, I'm not doing Black Friday no more.
Don't talk about it. Because
we're
going to get deep into it tomorrow. We're going to get deep into this Black Friday. Why Black Friday becomes so huge but it did come easy for me. And besides, I don't know about you, Sister Shebang, and Bevin. I'm not trying to wait in that long line with my sleeping bag.
That's what I was just
going to
say. Okay. I ain't never been a Black Friday type of person. I don't like crowds, and number one. Number two, I don't like to buy stuff unless I need it. I don't like buying stuff just because it's on sale. Like, I tend to spend more money when I see pictures of somebody sending me something, and that's the purpose of it. That's why they market, because they're trying to get people to spend money. So I'll be trying to avoid spending money unless I need to.
And honestly, it's not really a discount, you know, because I worked in retail before. So Black Friday, everybody think that you're getting a big old discount and all of that. Well, to tell you the truth, you're really not getting that discount, because that same price that's there on Black Friday, it's going to be there the next week after. So really, in reality, you're not really getting no discount. Yes, I worked at retail. I worked at Belts. They keep that thing out there the next day and everything else.
Wow. That is crazy. So what you're telling me, what you're really personally telling me that all these people waiting in line, 8-9 hours, some of them waiting 24 hours, some of them waiting 2-3 days before Black Friday just to set it up. And I went up there, I'm not going to lie, last year I went to Target. So I decided to do a little research. I got a chance to talk to some of these people who was sitting in this long line. And not trying to be funny, most of them going to be white. You ain't going to see too many of us out there sitting in that long line. You'll see us, but not that many. It may few of them. But you ain't going to, and I'm not racist. I love everybody. But I'm just saying, I'm keeping it real. You ain't going to see that many African Americans out there, because we sort of like the last minute thing. I don't know about you.
Yes.
I'm the last minute. Last minute, man. I go in there when everything is already gone, but I'm just not going to sit that line. But anyway, to make a long story short, I was talking to this one particular lady, and I asked her, she sat in the line, and I asked her, I said, how long have you been out here? Oh, I only been out here 4 days. I looked at her, I said, only 4 days? Lady, you must be desperate. So I asked her, I said, why are you, girl, 4 days before Black Friday? Oh, I'm trying to catch a good deal. Deal.
Well, you know what? They stay in that line also to get the cards that people give in. But think about it. It's the first 100 people that's going to get a card. And that don't mean that you're going to get a $100 card. That don't mean you're going to get a $1,500 card. You might end up with a $5 card, gift card.
It's just marketing. It's marketing technique. You know?
But you know what? This woman wasn't going to get no card. She was going to get a big old TV. And she sat in that line. And guess what happened, y'all? She never got that TV.
She just like getting deals. I just wanted to get the TV.
And then, y'all looking at the news reports. They fighting just to get, somebody told me that they almost got hurt getting in that line, because people was pushing them. Y'all see that every year. People are running into that line.
Run over you.
Yeah, they would do whatever they have to do to make sure that they get what they come to get. Guess what, y'all? I ain't trying to do it. I ain't trying to get hurt. I'm not doing it. I'm just not going to get into that. So guess what? I'm going to set my little butt down, and I'm just going to wait until they have more sales. Because guess what? The best sale is after Christmas.
Oh, my God. Now you're talking, because...
Yeah,
I noticed this. I don't even celebrate Christmas and holidays. But I know what, after they have all that stuff in the stores, when everybody else buy, it's all on sale, and I just get it for people like gifts throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? So I just rack up on this stuff after Christmas and the holidays over with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way.
If I got gifts throughout the year, when somebody graduated, or I need
you'll
to
have
a gift,
for
I already got a closet full of gifts.
Birthday. Don't forget about.
Yeah. Dirt cheap.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, y'all, man. It is official 50 after the hour right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 51 after the hour in Dallas-Fort Worth. And y'all know what time it is. Time for us to get ready for Beverly, to get ready for an update on what's going on in the world of news. You got news on Kanye West. What's going on with him?
Yes, let's talk about Kanye West. Everybody knows that he canceled 21 tours the other day. And the reason why, he realized that he did not vote. That's his whole reason why he canceled. And standing up there, he went on a rampage for 15 minutes about Beyonce, Hillary, and Jay-Z. So during his tour, he's sitting up there and started performing. He wants to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce and they little shenanigans that they did for Hillary. And then he said out of his own mouth he would have voted for Donald Trump. Now, yesterday, he had to be carried to the hospital. And they're saying because he did not get enough sleep. He was overwhelmed because of the tour. That's what his mother-in-law said. What do y'all think about that? Snoop Dogg said this. He said that. He thinks, Snoop Dogg said that he thinks that, you know, even though he get high every day, he said highness don't make you go on a rampage and then cancel 21 tours just because you didn't vote for Donald Trump and you didn't vote for nobody. He said he don't know what type of drugs he's on. But that's his money. What do you think about that?
Me personally think it's crazy. I do think that a lot of these celebrities, especially these rappers and singers, don't get enough sleep. And all that tour they doing and going across the world, I think it's important to get your sleep, get your rest, get plenty of rest. You have a certain time of the year that you go out there and perform and not go so much. Now, that's my personal opinion, but Sister Tavane, you are artists and you do perform. What do you think about, do you think artists should get enough sleep?
Absolutely, you need to sleep. If you don't have to sleep, you can't give any. Two ways we get our energy as humans. One, mm-hmm. sleep. Two, eat. Food and sleep. So if you don't have energy, you don't have anything to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
your
job is to give the audience what you have to offer. When they come to a show, they're coming to receive something from you.
Mm-hmm.
In experience, whatever it may be. And you can't get
true.
It to them. You can't get it to them on empty.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And you are definitely right about that. All right, so it's time for us to move right along. I got to put my theme music on. What that means, and anytime y'all hear that, y'all know that means it's time to get ready for your sports news. The sports news you can use is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. When you come down to checking out what's going on with Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk is on 24 hours a day. Make sure you tune in to Blog Talk Radio and tune in to us every morning from 6 to 8 right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, y'all, it's time for us to get ready for the news you can use. Sports news you can use is brought to you by, again, Blog Talk Radio. And, man, we got to say a big shout out to all the Dallas Cowboys doing real good. We're going to get into that in a few minutes, man. But if you haven't heard the news, man, we talked about this in the last hour, man. Dennis Rodman will be charged for a hit-and-run accident that happened back in July. According to TMZ.com, it's also reporting that the boy got into some major trouble, and one person was killed in this. We're going to keep you out of breath as we get more details about that. Moving right along, Jeff wants to say a big congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys is now, 10-1? Well, is it 9-1? 9-1 or 10-1? I thought it was 9-1. But anyway, yeah, 9-1. The Cowboys are definitely doing real good. They will be playing up against the Washington Redskins, this coming up Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. So y'all make sure y'all check out that one coming up. And also, man, everybody's talking about the big name. We've been talking about this man, about the boy, Prescott. Do y'all think Prescott, you know, should be the – well, we already know that he's the runner. Well, he's the main quarterback, okay? But everybody is having some issues about Tony Romo, saying Tony Romo should retire, should be doing this. But the real question is, man, I think he should retire. That's just my personal opinion, but a lot of people are having mixed feeling. But I tell you who ain't having a mixed feeling about it, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones said my boy will still continue to be the be part of the Dallas Cowboys for the next 5 years. He said, guess what he said, y'all? He said, I don't care if he goes and give the water to the Cowboys. He will still be a Dallas Cowboy. What do you ladies think about that? He said the water boy. Wow. He said he don't care if he be the water boy. But here's the deal, y'all. And we're going to talk about this coming up later on, man. How far will Prescott go before he asks for more money? Will it be after this season is over? Because he's a rookie right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was in his shoes and I'm making all these touchdowns and I'm making a team get bigger than what it is, I'm sorry. I'd be asking for more money. I'm the head quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting all this money. But Tony Romo has got more money than me. That ain't going to work. And now he's just going to be my backup quarterback? Come on now. That ain't making no sense. I need more money. So we'll see what happens after this year. I think Prescott is just trying to focus on this year and get through 2016. I think once he gets through 2016, maybe he will. And also, we got to talk about this. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk about this too. Do the Dallas Cowboys got a chance of going to the Super Bowl? Well, some people say they don't want to talk about Super Bowl right now. They want to just focus on getting through this game, and we just have to wait and see. Now, I ain't going to lie. On Sunday, when they played against the Steelers, Pittsburgh, man, it was kind of scary on the beginning of it because they did not do too well in the beginning. But Prescott and the rest of the team came through. And only comment that I didn't like about it, y'all, is they was only 5 points ahead of the Pittsburgh. But the main thing, they won. But I'm praying and hoping that the Dallas Cowboys can do better. What y'all think about that?
Even though they do have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, they have been having some good plays, you know, and I feel as though that they're going to do good. You know, everybody knows that to me personally. The Cowboys always mess up at least one time. But other than that, they've been really showing that they really want to go to the Super Bowl, and their fans is loving them right now. You know, and there's some bandwagons that hopped on the Cowboys as well since they've been winning games. So I feel as though they have a chance.
All right, y'all, and this is Sports News You Can Use. Coming up next, y'all, guess what, y'all? It is time for us to get ready for the mix. DJ Sun is in the building, and DJ Sun is about to get on the ones and twos, y'all. It's time for the gospel mix, y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all ready, ladies? Y'all ready?
Yes, we ready.
Yep. Yes, get it rolling.
All right, y'all, man, if you got a shout-out, give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. I say a big shout-out to you. Let's get ready. Time for us to get ready. Oh my goodness. Woo!
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that He will. I've seen it and I know He will. If you just let Him make a way.
Make a way, y'all. Here it is, friends, right here on your number one gospel morning show, right here on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning.
God
Tuesday
will make a way.
All right, y'all. I'm so sorry, y'all. I just, you know, we have a, this happened every now and then and stuff.
So we're doing a real beer. We got to say a big shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us. It is after 6 o'clock right here on the All New Donnell Valley Gospel Morning Show. And I want to get back into some quick look at some news you can use. So what else do you have in the news about Trump? Let's talk about some Trump news real quick.
Yes. What else I have in the news about Trump, everybody knows that the BET founder, Mr. Johnson, he had met up with Trump recently, and he said that he thinks us as African Americans should give Trump a chance. Now, he was one of the ones who voted for Hillary, but he said after speaking to him that he noticed that he is a businessman, and he feels as though everyone should give him a chance. Also, what's happening with Donald Trump is his grandfather lives in Germany, and he did not want to be sent back here to the United States. So he's begging that he gets to stay in Germany. How do you feel about that?
First of all, let's talk about Trump. We are going to have to, we are, as a Christian people, going to just have to say praise up because, give Trump a chance and give him an opportunity to see what he can do. But reality, Trump is not, let's keep it real. Trump is not for the African American, like you say. And I don't really, truly, to be honest with you, I don't think he really want to even become president. Me and Dad were talking about this last night on Facebook Live. I truly don't believe that he even want to become president. I think he was just doing it because to see if he can win. And now that he won the game, he wants to. He don't even want to live in the White House. Who does that? His wife don't even want to live in the White House. So the question is, well, I can understand why she don't want to live in the White House. She want to take care of her 10-year-old son. But Trump really don't want to live in the White House. He said he want to live in Trump Tower. He want to live in his hotel. He doesn't want to live in it. But in order to become the president, you have to be able to live in the White House. And the question is, now we have to ask, will this man be able to do everything that he promised the Republican and everybody, the all American people? Will he be able to actually deliver everything that he has said he was going to do? Or will it be a lot of disappointed people? Let's talk about it.
I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed.
Oh, yeah. And I think they are too.
All I know is that when President Obama was in, we couldn't get a lot of things accomplished because of racism, because of division, because the racist, the other party, you know, they wanted to do everything they can to sabotage him, all because they didn't get their way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
Now the tables have turned. Now it's the other side. And I know when you look back at it, and, you know, when you look back at it, you say, well, it's always the African-Americans that have to play the people that's playing the bigger person. Like, we always have to be the ones to do the right thing and stuff like that, you know, and things like that. But the tables have turned. And so...
Yes.
I'm all for being the bigger person and doing the right thing and giving the man a chance because he, love it or like it, he is the president. And that's what the racist people and the people of a different party, they couldn't accept that about President Obama. They dogged that man the whole time he was in the office.
Yep.
And they hurt America in the process. But, you know,
right.
African-Americans, as Indian, Native Americans, as Mexicans, according to the prophecy, we are the lost tribe of Israel.
Wow.
You know? And so it's going to be a lot of time where we have to do the right thing. We have to do what God called us to do and be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
I mean, you're definitely right about that. I definitely agree on that. And also... We also have to look at it. Even though yes, he will become our president in 2017, And I've heard so many people say, well, that's if he laughs. He may not laugh. Because the Bible said, pray for our leaders. Pray for our leaders. So that's what we ought to be doing. Praying for our leaders. Even though, do I agree with everything Trump's doing? And what about this wall? Everybody seems to be saying he's going to build this wall so he can protect our country. But the question is that really going to, even if it's this beautiful, beautiful wall that he's going to build?
I doubt he's going to build a wall.
You better be pleased with me. That man better not try to build a wall.
That's what I said. But you know that President Obama, he says reality will force Trump to adjust his approach. Everything that he's doing about saying, he's saying that it's going to, you know, eventually Trump is going to adjust his whole approach to certain situations. But he said that he was going to give him a chance as well, because when he came into the office, Bush gave him a chance, and, you know, he gave his advice along the way. So he said that any time that he feels like he needs to interject, he will interject and he will say something to Trump about anything, because this is his country too, and he led this country, and he does not want to see this country fall, because that's a part of him.
Right. I agree. And we're gonna get into more details about that coming up later on. It is time for us to get ready for some more gossip news. It is 13 after the hour. I'm right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we're going to my favorite song. We'll be right there. Make me proud.
Yeah. Yeah. Put them hands together, y'all. Anybody want to make Jesus proud? Say, I want to make you proud of me. Can y'all say that? Hey. I want to make you proud of me. Listen. In my worship, in my praise, in my giving, most importantly in my living, I want to make you proud of me. I don't want to put the frown on your face anymore. No matter what it takes, so we say, oh, 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 I want to make you proud. Hey, we say, oh, 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 I want to make you proud. Come on, say, I want to make you proud.
am I gonna win? And how's he gonna do it?
Going down right here on the All New Donnell Ballard Gospel Morning Show, your number one gospel morning show right here in the Dallas Fort Worth area on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. Oh my goodness, I'm just so excited, man. God is so good, and man, we definitely got a lot going on right here on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning, ladies. First of all, I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us across the country right here. Ladies, I went to church Sunday, and I had such a great time in church. We went to Cleveland, Texas on this past Sunday. Had a great time. And I just got to say a big shout out. I mean, I just had a great time all day from my church to the visitor church. And we just had a great time, man. So, you know, I'm still pumped up from this past Sunday. I'm still pumped up from Sunday.
That's
up. Speaking of pumped up, I got to say this. Man, I'm just so amazed. So much has been happening to me in 2016. 2016 has been an amazing year, and I know 2017 is going to be another amazing year for us. But, you know, that's all I want to talk about. All right, y'all, man. It is official 27 after the hour. And Super Shemaine, what you got coming up in what you got coming up in a few minutes for the word of the hour, the last part of the word of the hour?
I got some words that's going to make that's going to keep you prosperous.
Amen. What?
Amen.
All right, and I can't wait. I'm excited, y'all. You're coming up in a few more minutes. Real quick, we're going to take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's going to be a high of 75 with a 40% chance of rain this afternoon. So for those who are going to work, you don't have to worry about this morning. But coming up, you know, on your way back from work, you're going to have to worry about some rain. Yeah, 40%. That means that it's a possibility that it might just rain on you. All right, y'all, man. Beverly got a look at the quick look at the news you can use, and I got to look at the sports news you can use. And your news you can use is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you can tune in to Blog Talk Radio 24/7 right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, then, Beverly, what you got coming up right now in the news you can use?
Yes, we're going to talk about the 6 kids who have passed away yesterday during the crash, the bus crash. If y'all do not know, kids were headed on their way to school, and the bus had turned over and was struck by a tree. So some families would not be able to see their kids, and there were 6 of them that passed away yesterday.
Oh,
and that's sad. You know, it's over, and Thanksgiving coming up, too, and it's so sad. Your family will not be without your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. And these were only kindergarten to 5th grade, so they was real small kids.
And you know what? I seen that yesterday, and that really, I mean, because I have a 10-year-old, and then I work with elementary kids, and I work for the school district. So I work with elementary kids from 1st all the way to 5th graders, and man, I just can't imagine. I mean, I'm hurt now, but I just can't imagine me going through that with my students that I work with. I think it would be devastating for me because these are the same things that I have to see, what, every single day, and the fact that a whole bunch of kids are no longer going to be there. It just,
that
don't
breaks my heart.
Yeah, that would definitely break my heart because I'm used to seeing the kids there every day. Then all of a sudden, I'm there, and now I don't see these kids sometimes. It's just really sad. Go ahead on, Beverly.
Yes, and then in China, they had 17 people die in China at a pileup, which they call a pileup is when, you know, you're in a traffic jam. And they had 17 people die in China yesterday. So... Oh. Yesterday was just like a sad moment altogether.
Wow. Well, man, we just gonna have to keep the world in prayer.
So, like,
you know,
like I said, you gotta be praying up. It's a time of prayer.
Yeah, you definitely gotta be
staying prayed up.
Yeah, you definitely. I want to say a big shout out to my mother, Minister Mary Ballard, who's also tuned in to us this morning. She's tuned in to us this morning, listening to us. Saying she's going to put the word out, let all her friends know about us so they can start tuning in to us. So I thought that was really nice.
That's
good. She's doing a great job. So, and so she has to be in here with me, but she's in a different room. Listening to the show. All right, y'all, man. It's time. Y'all know what time it is. It's 31 after the hour. If it's 6:30, you already know what time it is. Time for the last word of the hour. What you got for us, sister?
I got a word that will make you prosper.
Amen. Because everybody wants to be prosperous. Nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to be unsuccessful. We all want to be successful. So I got a word that God is there. Amen.
I am. I'm ready. I'm ready right now. Tell us about the word of it. It's time to get word of it. She was doing a tease.
That's
what we call a teaser in the news business. What we call a teaser. She was doing a teaser for us. Wait a minute. It's time for the word of the hour right now.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm coming from Psalm. See, we're talking about Psalms today. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, in whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word, and we pray that everyone be blessed and be fruitful and multiply in it. The word of God, God is saying that if you desire to be prosperous, live righteous. He said, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of wicked. So therefore, watch out. Who is mentoring you? Who are you looking up to? Who are you following? Who do you spend most of your time getting to know? Studying. Who do you study? You know, don't be in the counsel of the wicked. Who are you listening to? Who is giving you advice? So a lot, you need to watch that. You need to watch your company. Watch who giving you advice, who in your ear, because they put things in your head, which also goes to your heart, then it goes to your action. But then you will begin to do things in your life that's wicked or that's not of godly counsel, that's not good for you, because just by the company you keep, number one, okay? And then he says that counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners, okay? So watch your company and people that you're around, or sit in the seat of mockers. So do not try to even be like those people. Do not desire what they want or what they have, or try to do things like they do it.
Man.
But he said meditate on the word of the Lord. Come on now. Meditate on the word of the Lord.
Yeah, you know what? Ain't nobody never put it that way. You're taking it to a whole different level. What you got to say about this, Mr. Devil? Because I'm speechless. I'm really, really speechless. And y'all know that's really, really a true statement, what she's saying, too. So, all right, well, I'll tell you what, sister. Thank you for that wonderful testimony right there. That's a powerful testimony right there. And we're going to have a lot more coming up right here, y'all. It's definitely going down right here.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I know. I'm just speechless, too.
We get some more time, let me come in on that scripture again whenever we get some more time.
I tell you what, we'll do it after this break. We'll be right back.
When I was down and I had nowhere else to turn, I gave my my mind, my soul to you. When I look back over my life, saw what I've been through, you came to my rescue. I had no hope, did not see, no way to turn. I
had no dreams. So many things were on my mind. I look back, try to see if I could find you. I feel so far away.
All right, I think I went to sleep, y'all. Oh man, it's still early in the morning. It is official, 45 after the hour, y'all. We getting ready to leave. We're gonna leave early today, but we'll be back tomorrow. And beginning tomorrow at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Before we go, ladies, y'all got any few shout outs before we get ready to leave? Oh, and you wanted to comment real quick. Go ahead and leave a quick comment.
Okay, in that Psalms 1:1-3, at the end of it, it says, he is like a tree planted by streams of water. That means that regardless, when you are a tree planted by streams of water, that means you have to stay still. You don't have to do anything. You're going to be prosperous. You're prosperous just because you exist.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
He
He said,
you are so right.
Which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prosper.
Wow, I definitely like that.
No,
all right, y'all.
No, we
got a few minutes left before we begin to get off the air, man. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. Don't forget, we'll be doing it again tomorrow morning. We'll be back on our regular scheduled programming from 6 to 8 right here on the All News Donnell Ballard Gospel Morning Show. And remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on the All News Donnell Ballard Morning Show.